Social distancing is how health officials say the spread of the coronavirus will be curbed. But having space is a luxury for most people in the developing world, including Pakistan, where people live in crammed quarters. NPR's Dia Hadid reports.
I'm standing on a main street in Islamabad, and I'm facing one of the city's largest slums. Here, houses are smushed together. The doors are barely a few feet apart. There's a small river that runs between the houses, and it reeks of sewage. Some boys play on a narrow footpath. One flies a kite, others play marbles. We meet Peter Joseph walking toward the colony. He, his wife and four kids live in one room there. He worries about them catching the coronavirus. They wear masks and use hand sanitizer.
Whatever precaution we can take, we are taking.
But he says there's no way to isolate family members if one of them gets sick.
Even if somebody falls ill, I would still have to keep them in the same room, because I only have one room.
Many Pakistanis live like Peter Joseph.
I really, really honestly believe that urban Pakistan is at the front line of the COVID-19 crisis.
That's Nushin Anwar. She's a professor of urban planning and the director of the Karachi Urban Lab in Karachi, a city of at least 13 million people, most of whom live in slums. Anwar says they have little or no access to clean water and sanitation.
If we compare this, you know, for a moment with countries that have been decimated by COVID-19, countries like Italy and Spain, for example, where there is almost universal access to clean water sanitation, what we've seen is that virus has spread at an absolutely unimaginable place. So what are we looking at when we think of urban Pakistan?
Urban Pakistan is places like the Liari slum in Karachi. An activist there posted this video. Crowds cram on a narrow street, brushing against each other, buying food. This is during a shutdown. We reached a resident there, Pierre Bucks. He says people have nowhere else to go.
Everybody is on the streets, kids, young people, the elderly. If the police ask them to leave, they just converge somewhere else.
Bucks's neighbour is Mohammed Abed. He lives with his brothers, their wives and children, about 25 people in five rooms. He says, if the coronavirus rips through here, it would be like Italy. He says there won't be enough people left to collect the bodies. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.